Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Your Brains Coach podcast. My name is Angela Sharina. I'm your host, I'm your brains coach, and it is my job here to bring to you all the best, recent, cutting edge, most important, useful, and sometimes fun brain body tools so you could take better control of your body, of your brain, of your thoughts, of your emotions, and most importantly, actions, so you could get out there and create the best life experience you're capable of, the experience that you absolutely love living, and the experience that is closer and closer and closer to using the words of Martha Beck, the best known life coach in America, according to some media, the Oprah's life coach. So you could live closer and closer to your individual destiny, to your true north, to your soul's purpose. I know that for a lot of people and even myself, the question of purpose, of finding your own path or finding your vision, your why, your guide, your directness in life. For a lot of people, it is very uncertain and unclear and fuzzy and very often a stressful experience, because when you don't know where you're going, it's very hard to make choices, to set up priorities, to say yes or no to things, to make decisions fast. Because again, when we don't know the destination, when we don't know the goal, when we don't know the outcome, how are we supposed to choose in the world where choice is basically unlimited and you can be doing so many things, right? And today's podcast, the purpose of today's podcast, very short podcast, and we're going to just discuss one tool that will help you in a fun way to get to your true north, to your purpose, to the vision of your life closer. The tool that will help you to understand, to know yourself much better. And once you know yourself and once you use tools like you're going to learn about today that we are borrowing from Martha Beck, one of the best coaches, at least in America, right? When you know yourself, when you get closer to understanding, to feeling your path, like so many things just get so much easier in terms of choices, in terms of career path, you're perhaps choosing the path of entrepreneurships and choosing what kind of business you want to create, what kind of role you want to play, what kind of lifestyle you want to create. All of the things become so much simpler. And there is so much ease in this ability to choose fast, to make choices, to prioritize fast and easily. And that only happens, again, when we understand ourselves, when we understand what we want, where are we going, where we are coming from, what's our life experience been like, and why it matters. Now, today, you're not going to discover all of this, but doing self-reflection, doing the self-discovery work will help you to get to that self-knowledge, which allows you to make choices, to prioritize, to say yes and no, in a clear way, in an easy way, in a simple way, with a lot of ease, instead of feeling like you're overwhelmed and that you just don't know how to navigate this journey. And also, if you want to become a true leader in your life and perhaps for other people, and we all are leaders for other people, whether that's your family, sometimes in your partnership relationships, at work, you always have a choice to lead others to a better place for them and for the whole world. So anyhow, self-discovery work, we're not taught this work at schools. Like, how interesting is that, right? We are taught so many subjects about the world, but we are not taught this self-discovery work. Like, what are my values? What are my strengths? What do I love doing? What do I hate doing? We leave our schools and universities with all these degrees about stuff and the world, And when it comes about to self-knowledge, like, yeah, I have no idea what it is important for me, what I want from life, what are my strengths, what are my weaknesses, which actually, and now that I do more directed work, because also with all the knowledge that we as society accumulated, but also because of the clients that I work with, and I'm on my own journey and want to get better and better. So I realized that the more I know about myself, it becomes so much easier to shape so many things. Like when I know my strengths, I can choose the situation to put myself into. So my talents, my genius opens up more instead of putting myself in the situations where I have to exercise my weaknesses, which are obviously not my strengths, and the whole process becomes so much more difficult. All that to say, folks, isn't that interesting first that we never get the education to get to closer to self-knowledge, to understand our strengths and weaknesses, our path, and where we are going, to answer questions like, why am I here? What's my purpose? What's my why? What's my bigger vision, right? We leave schools, we leave universities with all that knowledge about professions and about the world around us, and we have no clue about who we are. The main knowledge that we need to possess to effectively navigate life, stay healthy, happy, and feel fulfilled with our life. Like, isn't that interesting? I believe it is going to change. And perhaps in some schools and universities, especially, you might be able to take courses. But when I finished my school and university was computer science degree, but there was no such thing. And I had to do all the work myself through journaling and all the books and tools that other psychologists, coaches, and all kinds of leaders and guides developed. So today I'm going to introduce to you this tool that I'm stealing from Dr. Martha Beck, who appeared on Team Ferriss podcast. By the way, we celebrated 10th year anniversary of Team Ferriss show this past Thursday. And, well, yeah, we realized that we were celebrating with a lot of fans that team helped us to navigate our life's journey and to develop that self-knowledge with all the guests that he brought. And one of the recent guests, Martha Beck, again, has been called the best life coach in America by NPR and USA Today. She holds 3 Harvard degrees in social science and has published 9 nonfiction books. So Martha Beck, she shared her journey on Team Ferriss Show podcast, and she has had quite a journey, I must say, and develop a lot of wisdom, and she's really smart, obviously 3 Harvard degrees. And when Team asked her, when Team asked Martha, what is one or what is the best tool that you can recommend to people who are struggling to find their path, their what they call on the podcast, individual destiny. So when people struggle to do that, what do you recommend people to do to start discovering that path again that will unfold in front of you one step at a time at life, inevitably still leading you to the direction that you were meant to going to. You know, I also shared a short clip by Oprah, who's Martha Beck is a life coach apparently. So Oprah shared this very short tidbit with Trevor Noah. Most people don't get what they want because they don't know where they're going. And isn't that true, folks? The life is hard enough. And if you don't know where you're going, it's going to be even harder. And it's going to be literally impossible for you to land onto your purpose if you don't do any self-discovery work and you never understand where it is I'm going. Takes work, guys. Unfortunately, like the need, the drive to find food, shelter, and procreate, we are not given this. Well, we are given the urge, but we are not given the tools to discover what you're meant to do here. And we're kind of like stumbling from one thing to another. Some people actually do stumble on that, but they follow this path that Martha Beck describes, the path of joy. And some people like myself need to be more cerebral about it and first need to learn that in words and need to learn, understand the concept and then start following it. So the tool that Martha Beck recommended to start finding your path, your individual destiny, your purpose, yourself, I might say, the tool to uncover this path step by step, I gave this tool a name, even though Martha, I don't believe she gave any name on the podcast, which doesn't mean it's less powerful, or she doesn't have the name for it, but I called it the Path of Joy. So Martha recommended, and they actually did this exercise on the podcast with Steam. So Martha recommended to answer these questions for yourself. And folks, you might now grab a pen of paper or a note-taking app or perhaps rewind our podcast later and do this exercise again. So Martha recommends to first reconnect with the feeling of joy. What does it feel like? Do you know what brings you joy and how does it feel in your body? Martha asked Tim these questions. What are three things that bring you joy? Three things in what you can taste. So for me, for example, it's chocolate melting in my mouth, like dark chocolate melting in my mouth. Like I love this taste. For me, it's milk foam that you get on top of cappuccino. Like I love tasting that. And it's grilled salmon. Just I love those flavors. Actually, there is also my mom's cake is probably up there, but I don't have that often, but it does bring me a lot of joy. So three things you can taste that bring you joy. So list it out and feel that joy. Three things you can touch. Like for me, it's partner's hand. It's animals. It's sand underneath my feet. Three things you can look at that give you joy. For me, it's sunrise, sunset. For me, it's views from above, like when we climb the mountain. For me, it's the eyes of the other person. Like I find it very joyful and pleasurable to have this deep look. Three things you can smell that are not food related. For me, those are wet forest, like not just forest, but wet after the rain. You know, there is a special aroma and electricity in that wet forest. Fire, like when things are burning, like I love that smell. And then vanilla. Also, my flatmate always jokes, like, everything is vanilla. The soaps, the shampoos, coffees, and teas. And three things to listen to. Rain, ocean for me, saxophone, any kind of water actually gives me this pleasurable sensation of joy. So let me repeat. Write down things that bring you joy. Things you can taste, things you can touch, things you can look at, things you can listen to or hear, things you can smell. And while you're writing it down, start already connecting to that feeling of joy, joyful experience. Like, you know, when, and then the second part I recommend is go out there and start adding these joyful items to revive this energy of joy in your life. Like today, I'm gonna have my cappuccino. Today, I'm gonna, definitely smell some vanilla, but also every day I'm listening now to some saxophone music and I touch an animal, or yeah, usually animals are the most available source of touching joy. I always pet people's dogs on the streets. I'm that person. I always find an excuse to pet someone's dog. Right, so introduce three of those every day and start reconnecting with this energy of joy every single day. You know what I realized when I was doing this exercise? At first, I got scared. I like listening to the podcast and Tim was answering this question so fast. And I'm like, if I was put on the spot like that, I would not even know what to say. And it was scary for me because I'm like, I disconnected from something in myself, something so powerful, something that shapes our life's journey. And I kind of disconnected from that. I got into this zone of work and solving problems and issues and taking care of things and wanting to move my goals forward that I almost forgot how to feel joy and enjoy things and enjoy myself. And I thought to myself, no wonder I feel so strict and constrained and almost, I had this image in my head, like a wire of some sort that you touch it and it's going to give you this electric shock. That's how I felt I was. I'm like, yeah, I need to release that tension. I need to relax a little bit and get flexible. I don't know, just unwind. And that's how I realized, yeah, I need to sit down and do this exercise. And that's why I have these answers. And I realized I needed to introduce that into my life to feel that joy and to start navigating my life's journey with that. And so the third part of the exercise, now that you reconnect and take some time, folks, again, it might be like it is for me. You might even have forgotten what it is to feel true joy. Like a kid, you know, you just enjoy it. It's a wonderful light feeling. So reconnect to that energy in yourself. And then when you approach things in your life, in your work, or you are thinking about picking up a hobby, picking up a direction in your career, picking up direction in your business, making choice about meeting certain people and not and spending time with other people, when you make those choices, reconnect to that feeling and you ask yourself, like Marie Kondo, the guru, well, not maybe guru, but she's very famous for her cleaning method, organizing method, I'd better say, that doesn't just improve your apartment, it improves your life because it creates this energy of joy, of ease, of clarity. So what brings you joy? And ask yourself that question. And that's how you start communicating with something deeper in yourself, with your soul, not just your planner and your inside of your head, but something, again, deeper that you were born with, something that communicates with you through feelings, something that you cannot put usually into words until you do the work. So first reconnect to that energy of joy. And then start asking yourself, what brings me joy? What it is about my work that I love that brings me joy? What it is about relationships that brings me joy? What kind of people bring me joy? What kind of things that I do, that I taste, that I hear bring me joy? And introduce more of that. I wrote myself a prescription, 3 things that bring me joy. Practice them daily. And those are small things, again, like watching sunset. Or yesterday, it was Friday night, and the week has been, you know, with its challenges, as always. And I was walking, doing my regular evening walk that I usually do. And I thought to myself, well, I think I'm missing one thing, one joyful thing. And I had my phone with me and I put on some saxophone music and I listened to 2 tracks. And that made me feel so relaxed and so at ease. And I realized joy is so available. meaning it's just right there. And you can access it in the middle of any situation, any challenge, any day. You just have to remember that it's there. And then it helps you to navigate towards things that bring you joy, and also the important things that you need to get done to create more of the joy in your life. Like for me, I also realized I need to do those papers that I needed to sign the contract for my coaching sooner, much sooner, because what I actually love, really love, is doing more of my coaching work. It's working more with people. And so I need to get this done for the joy that I experience working with a lot more people, right? So joy isn't just about having fun. It also helps you to navigate towards the harder choices that you need to make in order to then unlock a lot more joy. I hope this makes sense, folks. I highly recommend listening to this Tim Ferriss podcast with Martha Beck, the best known coach in America, Oprah's life coach. So you'll pick up a lot of tools and a lot of stories, and you'll realize that you don't have to have it all figured out to progress towards figuring it out. That's number one. Number two, you can have the messiest life till this point and then start doing this self-exploratory, self-discovery work, and you'll get a lot more clarity and make a lot more progress. And it's such a joy also for me these days to discover these things about myself that I never took time to discover and to figure out, from strengths to values to things that bring me joy. It's so much when you ground yourself in self-knowledge, self-understanding, the whole life just gets easier. I don't even think I have good enough vocabulary to describe that feeling of clarity that you get once you understand yourself, and the feeling of peace that you get, that you don't have to see the whole path, like the manager ticking all the boxes, but somehow you feel you're going to end up in the right places because you have this feeling, this almost a cord that connects you to your life path, even though it's just a feeling, and even though you don't see how exactly it's done, you just feel at ease because you know something in you deeply knows how being on the right path feels. And when you're following it, it's a just very peaceful experience. So folks, the first step, the path of joy, which, by the way, also like I shared with you, will help you to de-stress, to unwind, and amidst the challenges of your life and business, you'll feel at ease. Like, can you imagine? You can go through challenges and feel at ease and feel at peace. So this exercise, path of joy, will help you to get to that place of feeling at ease going through challenges. It also helps you to not get trapped up in one thing. Like when I was doing this exercise, I thought to myself, I completely immersed myself in work. And yes, it helps you to make progress, but it also is not sustainable. And when something doesn't go well in your job, in your business, it's like it's soul crushing. It's like your whole world is collapsing, which makes you very fragile and makes you burn out and get into the stress, knee-jerk reactions and decisions mode very easily. And then you're actually much more likely to give up on the whole idea, on the whole vision, if you wrap yourself completely around one thing like work or whatever that might be. It's from the best high performance coachings. I learned that having multiple buckets of happiness and multiple rooms for your identity to live in. By that, I mean, yes, being an entrepreneur for me, for example, but then also being a friend, being a daughter, being a partner. Also having different hobbies and passions that I can explore and lean onto, and having different options for path. Like if one business doesn't work, well, I start another one. I might do some contract work or freelancing work. Like there are so many actually opportunities when you don't get wrapped up in one thing, making it your whole world. It's kind of like having leg with one single leg. And when something goes wrong with that, the whole thing collapses, right? So the path of joy, this exercise helps you to discover these other buckets of self and of your life that you can lean onto to recharge when one thing isn't working or you need to change direction. It's like one of my clients asked me, how do you... When she was very afraid of one business not working out. And I told her, once you do the self-discovery work, once you understand yourself and you understand your true north, your purpose, it won't really matter what kind of business you're working on. As long as you're staying true to that purpose, like for me, it's helping people to unlock more of their potential. As long as I'm staying true to that, it doesn't really matter what business I'm in or what exact project I'm working on. It doesn't matter. As long as I'm fulfilling my true purpose and I know that that's the right thing for me to do here on earth when it feels so right, it doesn't matter that much what kind of, again, business, what's going to fail, what's going to grow. As long as every single day I'm getting closer and closer to filling my life with purposeful work, with purposeful activities, with pockets of joy, it doesn't really matter. And that makes you anti-fragile. That makes you unbeatable. Because no matter what, just, oh, this didn't work, let me take another path. Once you have the guide, once you have the destination, doesn't matter what path will lead you there, it's still going to be the right one. Even though it's going to unfold one step at a time. So finding, doing this exercise, the path of joy, will help you to not get wrapped up in one thing. And it will help you to stay optimistic and keep the smile on no matter what happens in your life. And as, again, for myself, I have this prescription, 3 pieces of joy every single day, something very simple, available, like my flatmate has a cat, and she always comes somewhere around evening when I actually, to be honest, need to my joy the most, and she just sits down in my lap and I can just pet her and she purrs, you know, and that is my pocket of joy. And it's so simple, but it brings so much satisfaction and I feel like I'm still alive and life is awesome and there is this happiness available at all times. But again, on bigger questions, it will help you to start discovering yourself. Do you know what you enjoy, like on the top of your head, things that bring you joy in what you taste, what you can touch, what you can smell, what you can listen to, what you can look at. Can you name those things that bring you true joy? Sit down, do the exercise, 3 things, at least 3. I'm actually going to be expanding my list of joy. So at least 3 things in each bucket, then introduce them into your life every single day. Reconnect to that energy of joy to then let that energy guide your choices in more complex life situation, like your career, like your business, like your relationships, like your health as well. So reconnect to joy, let it lead you, and start doing that self-discovery work, which will help you to navigate a life with ease, peace, and clarity. And in the era of unlimited choices and constant distractions, that is the skill that you absolutely must develop if you want to create anything worth living, anything enjoyable and fulfilling out of your life. I hope you found this useful. Please don't forget to give me feedback, to connect with fellow podcast listeners by sharing this podcast. Folks, let's get better together. This path of joy exercise, share the podcast, share the exercise, do it with your partner, do it with your parents, do it with your kids, helping them to get a head start on self-discovery work, which in most schools is not taught. So give your kids as well that chance to discover, to understand themselves earlier, so they get on their path much, much earlier. Thank you guys for listening. Have an awesome weekend if it's a weekend ahead of you, and stay tuned for Monday episode on book study super communicators, which will help you to develop amazing relationships in your life that, according to data, will define the quality of your health, of your life, of your business, pretty much everything. So stay tuned, have an awesome weekend, and we'll chat again very, very soon.